start with the Mishnah here on the second line of Tzadi Beis Amid Beis, and we're talking about Chotzah and Shalokeder Chotzah, different kinds of unusual manners of transporting things. Hamiskavi Lahotzi Lefanov. Let's say his intention was taking out an object in front of him. Let's say he wrapped money, for example, or he tied a bundle, and he's in a way that it's going to hang up, it's going to hang in front of him. But somehow it slipped, and it fell as he was carrying it behind him. Potur. This was not his intention to transfer the item in this particular manner. And this is called misasek. The principle of misasek tells us that if you perform something accidentally and you had no intention to do it in that way, then you are potter, you're not responsible for such an action. But let's take the opposite case, la'achorov. His intention was to take it out behind him, so he tied the money the way that it would hang behind him. And ubalo lefanov, somehow it switched and it went towards the front, chayev. In such a case, he has a more advantageous way of carrying it, and therefore will be chayev. So that's not excluded from his original kavana, as the Gemara will explain. Be'emes Amru, and that expression Be'emes Amru wants to tell us when there's a generally accepted principle in halacha. It's like a halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. Ha'isha chogeres b'sinar. So a woman girded with an underskirt, and she hangs an object from her underskirt and transports it outside, bein milafaneh, bein liachreha, chayeva shekein roi lios chozer. Whether she takes the object and is shifted from in front of her or behind her, she is chayev, because it's common for an underskirt to shift around. And therefore she already anticipated that it's likely it'll shift its position from either in front or to the back. If she knew advance, then it's considered that she had kavana for that kind of carrying, whether it ended up in this way or that way. And Rabbi Yehuda adds, af mekable pitokin. These are the mailmen, you know, the letter carriers, and they're also for liable for shifts, whether it's in front of them or in back of them. They too are those couriers, and maybe they're officials in the royal palace, and they would hang these pouches from the belts, from a loop around their necks, and they would carry documents, messages, and usually what happened is as they walked or as they ran, the containers would shift from the front to the back. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, these letter carriers will be chayev for even if it shifts midway as they're carrying it. Now, the implication here is that if the Mishnah quotes Rabbi Yehuda, the Chachamim or the Tanakhama might disagree. And why would there be a disagreement? After all, in the case of the underskirt, we said previously that she's going to be chayev even if it shifts. Why not apply the same thing to these belts or loops or tubes, you know, that are carried by the letter carriers? And perhaps we would say that according to the Tanakhama, this is somewhat unusual. It's not expected. The carrier usually knows exactly where he places the bundle or whatever he's carrying. And Rabbi Yehuda says it's actually usual for it to shift. I guess in the case of the sinar, there you can be pretty sure it's going to shift. So the Gemara says, Maishna lefanov ubala lachorv de potur. To lois avid machshavto is lachorav ubolo lefun of nami holo is avid machshavto. What's the difference if it shifts from in front of him to behind him, or it shifts from behind him to in front of him? In both cases, this was not his original intention. On Rabbi Lazar, Tavra. This is really a contradiction, and you have to separate the Mishnah and divide it into two. Misha Shana Zu, Lo Shana Zu. The Tana that said one part of the Mishnah, where Yechayev, is not the same Tana who said the other part of the Mishnah. So there really is a machlokis tanoim. The first Tana would say that you're potter in both cases, and the second Tana would say that you're chayiv in both cases. Amar Rava, but Rava wants to question, he questions whether the conflict, the machlokis between these two parts of the Brice is really such a contradiction, such a conflict. My Kush, I don't see the objection here that forces you to split the Brice, the Mishnah, into two. Dilma, perhaps we could say the following. Lefanov ubalo lachor of hiding time the potur, then it's coming l'shmir ma'ula, v'olso v'yodo shmir p'chusa. That when it goes, when it's carried in front of him, he could see it, he can guard it, and that's the way he wants to carry it. That was his intention. But in the case where it goes the achorav ubalo lefanov, then he's going to be chayef. Of course, if it goes in the back of him, then you're lowering, diminishing the level of shmira. It's not going to be guarded properly. You know, it's open to people to grab it, or maybe perhaps it'll fall off, or animals could take it. It's not, he's not satisfied when it goes in the back. That's not the way he intended. But in the opposite case, flip side, if it was lachorov, which is an inferior kind of shmira, and now bolo lefanov, it shifts around and goes in front of him, so his kavana was for shmira p'chusa, and now also biyado, he got lucky and he has a shmira ma'ula. In such a case, that's considered chayef. That's already considered as aved machshavto. He's certainly pleased if he gets lucky, and although he didn't plan the shmira ma'ula, he ended up with a shmira ma'ula. That's considered aved nisavto machshavto. His intentions were fulfilled. Elamai kusha. What Rabbi Loza really says, Rabbi, what Rabbi Loza really found difficult was diyuka demasnis and kasha, not that which is explicit in the Mishnah, but that which you can infer from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah on the one hand teaches us that a miskavim lahotzi lefanav ubolo lachorav potur, when it shifts and it goes behind him, he's potur. Hole achorav ubolo lachorav chayav, that if he carries it from behind him and it remains behind him, he's chayav. But ema seifa. Let's look at the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says lachorav ubolo lefanav hu dechayev, that if it was in his back and it went forward in front of him, he's chayev. Holy achorav ubolo lachorav potter, as if to say that if he had set up the object in over his back and it remained over his back, he would be potter. And on that, Omer Rabbi Lazar, tavra mishashanazu lo shanazu. Now, what's the logic here that he should be potter when exactly the way he wanted to take it out is the way he took it out? In other words, he planned to transport it in this inferior method, which has a shmira p'chusa in the back. So why is he potter? And the answer must be that although his intention was entirely fulfilled, he's exempt, since this is not called derech hotzah, that people don't carry things, transport things, in such an insecure manner with such a shmir p'chusa, and therefore he's not chayev according to that Tana. Omar Rabbi, Omar Avashi, my kush, I don't understand the whole difficulty. A dilma lomi boy kamer. Maybe the Mishnah in the Sefer is giving us a lomi boy. Lomi boy liachorav ubalo lachorav dechayev. Certainly in a case where he fulfilled his intention and it was, he was meant to, and that was he wanted to do, to take it behind him, and he remained behind. Certainly he's chayv. Disav de machshavto. Ela filu lachorov ubolo lefanovich trichle. The Mishnah wants to tell us a chiddush, that even if it was liachorov and it came lefanov, then that's not exactly the way he intended to do it. Salkadak Chamina would have thought, if not for the Mishnah, that hoi of lo asavta machshavta is not exactly the fulfillment of his intention. Lo lachayv. Kosh mashmalan niskavim l'shmir p'chus v'yolso lo shmir ma'ula dechayv. As we said earlier, in the name of Rava, that if his intention was to get a lower level of shmir, but he got lucky and he got a higher level of shmir, then he is chayv. Now we have a machlokes tanoim Liachorov ubolo lachorov tanoihi. The Gemara wants to know, should we assume, because that was one possibility that we had before, that if he carries something behind him, according to one Tana, he is potter. We said that that's not kiderech hotzah. Disanya, we have a brisa that says, hamotzi mos befundoso ubefiha lemala. If a person carries coins in a money belt, and the opening of the money belt is above, near his waist, he's chayav. But if it's piola mata, if the opening is hanging downward, and the money could easily fall out, Rabbi Yehuda mechayav chacham in potrim. So you have here a case of an inferior kind of shmira in his hotzah, as he intended it. And Rabbi Yehuda says, nevertheless, he's chayav chacham, say he's potter. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that if this is not a secure way of carrying it, that's not so radically different from the normal way of carrying, so that it should be considered shalom kedarka. The Chacham on the other hand say this is shalom kedarka. And now we have in the Brisa a discussion of the arguments back and forth. Amar lahem Rabbi Yehuda, Chacham say to Rabbi Yehuda, I atem modim in other words, Rabbi Yehuda is turning to Chachamim, and he's saying, well, what are you telling me, that Piel Amata is an insecure way, and therefore it's Shalom Kederech Hotzah, and he's Potter? Well, what about the case of Lachorov Ubol Lachorov? That's also an insecure way of carrying an object. Are you going to apply the same logic and say he's Potter, just like in the case of the money belt that is pointed lamata, it's hanging downward? Amru lo. So they responded with another kasha to Rabbi Yehuda. V'iyata modeh, don't you agree that kilachar yado viraglo shu potter, any unusual way of carrying something, like in the back of his hand, or if he carries it in his foot, in such a case he's potter. So let's apply the same thing to the case of Pila Mata, where the money belt is hanging down. That's not considered the derech of Hotzah. Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda, ani amarti dover echad, vehein anu amru dover echad. Now, I made one point, and they supported their view with a different point. Ani lo matzasi tshuva ledivreihem. I don't have a tshuva to their argument, but they don't have a counter-argument against me. Here's what the Gemara wants to analyze to derive from this price. Mita karmelahu iatem modim. Rabbi Yehuda said to the Chachamim, wouldn't you agree, right, in the case where he ties it behind him, and it remained there, and he fulfilled his intention, therefore he's chayav, lav michal de patri rabbanon. It seems clearly that from the fact that he argued this against the Chacham would say that you're potter in this case. And that would confirm what we said earlier, that there's a machlokas tanoim between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim as to whether one is chayav in a case where he tied up the object behind it. So the Gemara rejects this. Ulutamech, according to your reasoning, deka amrei lei iata modeh. Well, the Chazal, the Chachamim, turned to Rabbi Yehuda in counter argument, rejoined, and they said, wouldn't you agree? Do you not agree? A rhetorical question, that if he puts it in the back of his hand, or he ties it on his foot, then in such a case, for sure, he's going to be potter. Michlal de Machayev Rabbi Yehuda. That Rabbi Yehuda would not agree in this case, he would hold that Yechayev. Well, that's impossible. Vasanya, we have a brisa, Liachar Yodo, Raglo Divra, called Potter. Everybody agrees in the case of Liachar Yodo or Liachar Raglo that he's Potter, that's certainly Shalok Darka. So therefore, we have to reanalyze the machlokas here between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. And rather, what we should say is the following: Liachorov ubal lachorov divrei kol chayev. In the case where he decided to take it on his, tied into his on his back, and that's what happened, is even the Chacham would agree that he's chayev. That's considered kedarka. In the case of liachor yodov raglov, if he ties it down behind his head or behind his foot or in his foot, then everybody agrees the part that certainly is objectively not a way of carrying something. It's shalom kedarka. Ki pligi, what they argue about, is befundaso uvepio lemato, in the case where he has coins in his money belt, and the opening of the money belt is hanging downward. Mar medami lelachorov, ubolo lachorov, umar medami lelachrik yodo viraglo. Rabbi Yehuda is going to compare it to the case of tying it down behind him. And even though there's some exposure here to lack of security, nevertheless, he's chayev. And the Chacham are going to say, in the case where the belt is open downward, it's like the case of Lachar Yado and Raglo. It's an unusual way of carrying it. But both of them would agree that, A, in the case where he carries it behind him, that's not such a radically unusual way, it's common, of carrying it. Everyone agrees you're chayev. In the case of Lachar Yado, Raglo, everybody agrees that's radically different than the normal, normative way of carrying something on your potter. And the Machlokas is where to classify, how to subsume and describe the case of the money belt, the fundoso, with piola mata, when its opening is facing downwards. Now the Mishnah said that b'emes amru ha'isha, if a woman puts it in her underskirt, then she's chayav even if it shifts around. Tana, the Brisa says, kol b'emes halacha. Anytime you see the word b'emes, you assume that this is the final halacha, and it's universally accepted, and you shouldn't question it. Finally, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af mekable ptokim, even the letter carriers, will be chayav when the object that they're carrying shifts from in front or to the back. Tana, we learned in a brisa, shekein, lavlore malchus osim came. The royal scribes would do so. In other words, they would transport letters and documents in pouches hung from their belts. The pouches would often shift and slip from the front of the person to the back, and this was no concern to these royal scribes. Rashi quotes another pshat, and he says that just like in the case of Mekabalei Ptokim in our Mishnah, the Braisa is referring to aides that, although they worked for the royal government, they would transport from kings to couriers. From the king, they would bring it over to the couriers. And this aide might have in mind to dispatch a particular courier. He couldn't find him. He gave it to a different one. And in a case like that, if it was done on Shabbos, the aide would be chayev, for although his precise intention was not fulfilled, he does wish to find a backup courier to take the letter. And that's more important for him because he has to deliver the king's message and that has to be expedited. And this leads us to the next Mishnah here on the bottom of Daf Tzadi Beis Amid Beis. We don't have that much time. We have to daven, but let's see if we can at least fit in the Mishnah before we go, maybe even a little bit of the Gemara. Hamotzi kikar l'shus harabim. He takes a loaf of bread from Rishus HaYochid out to Rishus harabim chayav. And the question is, why is the Mishnah bothering with this? It seems like a dover that's poshut, but the Ritva points out this is just an introduction to the next case in the Mishnah of Hotziu Shnayim. Two people carried the loaf out together, Pturin. And this is a famous category, the famous rule of Shnayim Shasua, that when two people together perform in partnership a malacha, they're both potter. However, that's not always the case. Lo yachal echad lo tziyo votziyo shnayim chayov. If neither one of them alone, because a very heavy basket, a trunk, could on his own carry it out, you needed both of them to carry it out together, then chayov, according to Tanakama, they're both going to be chayov. And that's called Zeinu Yochel v'Zeinu Yochel. Rav Shimon Omer, Pot. Rav Shimon says that they're exempt because even though it's Zeinu Yochel v'Zeinu Yochel, a Maisa, neither one of them is able to carry it. No one actually carried it. They carry it with this joint, power or force, and we can't individually say that each one is Chai because he himself could not have carried it out. Omer Rav Yehuda Rav, V'amrile Omer Abaye, V'amrile Masisa Torah, to say it was actually in a brisa, two people who jointly transport an object on Shabbos, is Zeyachol V'Zeyachol, each one could have done it himself, but they decided to carry it together, is Rabbi Meir, Machayev, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Potrim. And let's understand that according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, this is your classic category called Shnaim Shasua. Each one could have done it himself. When they do it together, they're potter. Rabbi Meir says no, that since each one could have done it himself, therefore even when they do it together, it's considered as if each one did it himself. He had the capability of doing himself. But now the Brisa continues and says, if it's impossible, each one does not have the power to carry such a heavy object, they need the partnership. Now, things are going to change. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, Mechayvim. The same Rabbi Yehuda who said that in the first case you're potur, because each one could do it alone, he says now, if they need both together, they're chayev. And Rabbi Meir here is very consistent, because in both cases, whether it's Zei Yochel, Zei Yochel, Zei Niyochel, Zei Niyochel, you're always chayev. And Rabbi Meir seems to reject the whole category of Shnaim Shasu Potter. Rabbi Shimon Potter. Rabbi Shimon says, in this case, where neither of them alone could have achieved it, then who is liable? Which one are you going to say is chayev for Hotzah? Zei Yochel, Zei Niyochel, Diriyah Kol Chayev. Everybody agrees in the case where one was able to carry it by himself, the other was unable to carry it by himself without the assistance, then when they carry it out together, they are chayav. And that last case in the Brisa is very challenging. The Gemara later on, Daf Tzadi Gimel, is going to explain which of these two people are chayav. When it says Dibri HaKol Chayev, is it the one who could carry it out himself? Is the one who needed the assistance of his friend? And this is where we're going to stop for now. We just had the Tanya Nami Hachi Hamotzi Kikar Lishus Rabim Chayev Hotziu Shnayim is Rabbi Meir's Machayev. That's what we always said, that Rabbi Meir rejects the principle of Shnaim Shasu Potur. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, it depends. Im lo yachol echad lo tzio v'tzio shnayim, each one himself would be incapable of carrying it. I don't think we're talking about a loaf of bread in this case. Anyway, hotziu shnayim, they did it together, chayovin. That's called zeni yachol v'zeni yachol, because together they do this malach, they accomplish it. So they're both chayov, as a partnership. Im lav, but it means that each one could have, as a solo effort, could have carried it out. Pturim. When they do it together, they're poter. And Rabbi Shimon Poter. Now, what's this last addition here, Rabbi Shimon Poter? Is this going back to the case of Ze'eni Yochel V'Ze'eni Yochel? In any event, one thing is clear, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, if each one could take it out by himself, and they do it together, they're both potter. Rabbi Meir is going to be Mechayev, because he holds that even in this case where each one could have done it himself, he's going to be Chayev. And that's what we saw in the previous Maimer of Rabbi Meir. The Gemara is now going to ask about the Taimim, the sources for the various Shitas, about Shnaim Shotziua, Minani Mili, and that's going to be the Brisa that Amir Tzashem will pick up in the next year. So let's just make a note of where we got up to here on the bottom of Tzadi Beis Amid Beis, Minani Mili, 1, 2, 3, 4 lines up before the end of the Amid.